MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 16, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. A mix of clouds and sun today. Temperatures near 80. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:52 p.m. Brush fires continue to be a concern this week with our dry weather and warm temperatures, windy conditions. Parts of Essex County are seeing hazy skies today with the Lynn Woods fire continuing to burn. There is a report this morning on WCVB-TV of an additional fire at the Breakheart Reservation in Saugus. Town meetings in Swampscott and Saugus approved their fiscal year 2024 budgets at meetings held last night. The Daily Item reports the Swampscott budget comes in at just over $73 million, while the Saugus budget is set for just over $107 million. Today is Election Day in Salem, as voters will be choosing a new mayor. The two candidates are former Chief of Staff Dominic Pangelo, who served under former Mayor Kim Driscoll. The other candidate is Neil Harrington, who is currently the town administrator in Salisbury and is a former mayor in Salem. It's also Election Day in Manchester by the Sea. There are two seats available for the select board, with three candidates running. The two incumbents, Ann Harrison and John Round, are both running, and the third candidate is challenger Karen Bennett. A long-standing tradition in Beverly has returned following the end of the pandemic. The Beverly City Council last night was able to celebrate the swearing-in of new police officers. This is Beverly Police Chief John LaLasher.
In fact, we haven't been able to do this since 2020, and I think it's very important that the officers and their families get to witness. Even though they've been officially sworn in by the clerk and they've signed the book, it's important that they get the recognition from the city, so we thank the council for inviting us in. I also want to wish all the mothers Happy Mother's Day. I know it's a day late, but this is my first opportunity. I can take care of that. And also today is National Law Enforcement Memorial Day. So May 15th of every year is National Police Officers Memorial Day. President Kennedy put it into effect, and it's been held ever since. It's down in Washington, D.C., they have the 42nd commemorative service of the of Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. And I believe this year there were 258 officers added to the wall were killed in the line of duty last year. So we ask those to remember the officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty.
The new officers joined last night by Mayor Mike Cahill, as well as their families in the City Council chamber. Chief LaLasher noted the sacrifice the new officers and the families make to serve the city.
First off, I also want to thank the families of the officers. For them to be able to come to work every day, leave their families, friends, work midnights, holidays, weekends, it is a very difficult career path, but we've all chosen it. I don't regret a day that I've done this. It's been 41 years and still going. I plan on doing a few more. And, it's for the newer officers, it seems like a tough thing, but as things go along, it's amazing that they're able to do that every day when they go to work. And I want to thank the officers, men and women of the police department that do work every day, the sacrifices they make, and the wonderful job they do to protect the citizens of Beverly and those who visit us.
That's Police Chief John LaLasher. Beverly City Council meetings can be viewed on BevCam. The North Shore Chamber of Commerce is holding its inaugural Thrive Summit for women of all ages in their careers later this week on Thursday at the Boston Marriott in Peabody. This is a half-day professional conference to empower women professionally and personally. The keynote speaker will be Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. There's a link on today's post to obtain additional information on the event and to register for Thursday's conference. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing a voice to the North Shore. The Celtics will open up the NBA Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night at the Garden against Miami. Tip-off is at 8:30 on TNT. Game 2 will be played Friday night, also in Boston. All games in the series will have 8:30 p.m. tip-offs. The Red Sox lost to Seattle last night 10-1. The two teams play again tonight at Fenway. North Shore High School baseball yesterday. Marblehead beat Swampscott 6-4. Lynn Classical also won. They improved to 14-1 with a 12-6 win over Somerville. Christian Figueroa picked up the win on the mound and contributed with 3-for-4 at the plate. two runs scored, three stolen bases on the day. Last week, we had a chance to talk with classical coach Mike Zukowski, and he is getting some solid pitching from several players.
So we have senior captain Kevin Whalen, who right now is 5-0. He's already committed to Gordon College to pitch there. He has taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, and really wanted the ball each and every time he's called upon, and has done a tremendous job. His strike to ball ratio is very good. He has a lot of strikeouts. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I think it's up in the 40s right now. He throws his outs, and he fields his position very well. And we have another senior, TJ Walsh, who is 3-0 right now. He's done a tremendous job filling in those holes. Sophomore pitcher Christian Figueroa is 3-0. He's had some big games for us. Young talent. The future is very bright for him. And then the senior Cole Finnegan is 1-0 on the mound. So our pitchers have done a really good job throwing strikes and keeping our defense in the game.
Again, this was Coach Zukowski speaking last week. In boys lacrosse, yesterday, Manchester Essex over Amesbury, 19-6. This is Hornets coach John Siderwich speaking about his seniors on this year's team.
This year we have 15 seniors kind of leading our team. I've had them since, day one, since I started coaching at Manchester Essex a couple of years ago. And pretty much have had that same core group with me for the last 3 years, give or take a couple kids being added to the mix and whatnot. But they've been pretty big contributors since, their sophomore year. And a lot of them have been playing and even starting since their sophomore year. So having the experience at that senior level is definitely huge. And I think that kind of helps us with, game preparation and also with, just having, having been there and having the experience playing in big games. And I think, it's a little bit contributing to our success this year. We've beaten some teams that we haven't, beaten in quite a long time.
Manchester Essex boys lacrosse coach John Siderwich was speaking with us last week. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.